Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfs in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly cleaning advice column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Esquire.com, and you should send your questions about cleaning, or anything else really, to JolieKerr@gmail.com. With me as always is my partner in grime, Dave Lozo. Hey, Dave!
Thanks for the jelly beans.
You're welcome for the jelly beans.
They're very good.
I'm glad that you like them. I pitied poor Dave this week, and I allowed jelly beans back in the studio because poor Dave is so outnumbered today. We have the specialist guest in the history of guests, Ronnie Karam, one half of my favorite podcast in all of the lands and all of the seas, Watch What Crappens. He's here in the studio with us today, and I am fangirling out, you guys. Hey, Ronnie.
What's up?
Oh, my God.
Thank you. That's just the nicest intro of all time.
Just, like, hearing your voice saying, like, the what's up, the way that you say to Ben at the beginning of Watch What Crappens just, like, thrilled me to my core. I'm so excited
love you.
About
and
this.
It's so nice to meet you
too.
In real life.
This is a real thrill for me.
What about me?
You're over there being hot, chewing on a jelly bean.
Thank
I like
you.
Your style.
Thank you. They're really good.
So I have to say, I'm going to be a tiny, tiny bit serious for just a minute. And
so should I leave at this point?
Totally
then?
Unserious.
Oh my God!
No.
Here's our disease talk.
No. I want to say I was like not sure if I was going to say this, but actually I think it is probably a really good thing to share. I'm so excited to have you here, not only because I love your show, I listen to it every single day at the gym, and actually today I just finished a 30-day gym challenge. I worked out 30 days straight,
wow.
No breaks. I wore my You're Beneath Me, I'm Above You, I'm James Kennedy shirt to the gym to celebrate my 30th day. I'm off tomorrow. I'm going to get pizza.
Heck yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
I'm actually, and yeah. There's a Bravo tie into that because there was a pizza parlor on Summer House that one of the girls was the PR for. It's called Pizza Beach. And you guys, every time you talked about Pizza Beach, you would just like kill yourself laughing that this was a real place. And not only is it a real place, it's around the corner from my apartment. And Dave and I have been there. We went there for my birthday last year.
Oh, that was the place?
That was the place.
Huge
exactly.
question.
Yeah.
How is the margarita machine working out at Pizza Beach?
I mean,
that was
I don't
the big
even...
news of Summer House. She's like, you guys, they got a margarita machine and we need to come up with a new PR campaign to spread the word. Because, I mean, margarita machine
yeah,
in a pizza
because
place.
Frozen drinks, they don't have them in New York.
They're harder to find than you think.
The thing is, I don't think I've ever noticed the margarita machine at Pizza Beach.
Well,
like, it doesn't
congrats,
seem like
Lindsay,
something
you didn't do
pushing.
Your job. I hope you lose that account.
Yes. So that's how I'm celebrating this. I have to give a shout out to Jackie, who made me my You're Beneath Me, I'm Above You, I'm James Kennedy tank top. You guys, she makes custom shirts. They don't even have to be Bravo related, but they should be, let's be honest. She was so great. If you would like to order a shirt of your own, either a James Kennedy shirt or any other shirt, I think I'm going to get a second one that says Stassi AF because I am Stassi AF. Go to facebook.com/velvethammer87 and tell Jackie that I sent you. She's waiting for you. She was great. The prices were like ridiculously low for something that was custom, and she just did a great job, and I was so excited to wear this shirt. So now
I almost wore mine today.
You should have.
That I got from Jackie.
She made Ronnie and Ben It's About Tom shirts that are amazing. And if you go to their Instagram,
yeah,
what's your Insta?
Mine says, I made it nice.
I made it
and
nice.
Ben says, it's about Tom.
It's about Tom.
I get all these references, by the way.
Yeah, he understands nothing that
totally.
We're talking about.
Insta is @RonnieKaram, and then for Watch What Crappens, it's @WatchWhatCrappens.
Right, Okay, so you'll see photos on the Crappens Insta of the t-shirts that Jackie made. And there's a photo of my shirt on my Insta, which is at Jolie Care, same as Twitter. Okay, I'm going to be serious for about half a second, and then we're going to get super, super silly. The other reason that I'm so excited to meet you and to have you here today, and I'm glad that I can actually share this with the podcast listeners, because I do think this is probably an important thing for you guys to hear. About this time last year, I went through a terrible, terrible spell of depression. I basically took to bed for 3 or 4 months. And this has happened before. It's a thing I manage. It's a thing I live with. This happened to be a particularly bad spell of it. When I finally crawled out of bed, when I got myself a little bit back together, I discovered Watch What Crappens, and I went back to the gym. For me, exercise is hugely, hugely important in managing my anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. And I got back on the treadmill, and I walked like a grandma, and I would listen to Watch What Crappens, and it would be the thing that would get me to the gym, because I knew that I needed to go to survive what I was going through. But when you're in the state of depression, it's very hard to do anything. But I had this incentive, which was that if I went to the gym, I could listen to Watch What Crappens. And I really think, and I do mean this, I really think you guys saved my life. I'm not sure that I would have been able to make it had I not had that to look forward to. And now that I'm out of the depression and I'm back to being normal Jolie, and I don't want to die. I mean, I still kind of want to die, but that's like a normal state
of being. That's more like just about what America is like.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Anything you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Congrats. You are going to die because you're human.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we do.
But now that I don't want to die and I have like my normal life, I still find that every day I really look forward to going to the gym because it's my time to listen to Watch What Crappens. So,
thank you so much for that.
I just want to say thank you so much. Like, you guys, I know you know because you hear from a lot of people that you have a huge impact on people's lives beyond just making us laugh. Which is what you set out to do, but you do all of these other things, and I'm just really, really grateful for you.
Thank
guys.
You so much. That show has really saved my ass with depression a lot, too, because I'm the same way. And I'll be in bed and not do anything for months as well. And with that, we can't. We just have to wake up and do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I did go the opposite way than you because I stopped working out. I mean, now I medicate, you know, the natural way with Domino's. and it's so
me
far
too.
It's working.
Piece of each.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sweating inside. But so far it's working. But yeah, thank you, because that really gives us something to do. And these stupid shows we talk about, you have to start talking about like psychology and alcoholism.
Oh my God.
And suicide and all this random shit that you're suddenly talking about watching a Housewives show.
Right.
And I've worked through so much stuff.
Yes, I've worked through a lot. It's interesting to see like the people who I react negatively to, I always can like, when I really drill down, I can find things about them that I'm like, all right, that's why I hate them, because I do that.
Yeah, you see, I told you. Once I realized that, when I realized that I was like mad about something in my own life, it's weird. It kind of starts fixing you.
Yeah.
Or I'm just like, I'm proud of it, and I'm a, you know,
I'm proud
a sad pig.
Yeah.
Who likes to drink a lot.
That's all right. I love to drink. I love to drink.
Just hard to embrace it.
So the other funny thing, just so we can like turn this train around. The other funny thing was that during the actual depression itself, at the recommendation of a friend of mine, I got into Southern Charm and I watched all the way. I caught up on seasons 1, 2, and 3. Now we're in 4. And I gotta tell you, there were times when I was so low that those idiots felt like the only friends I had.
Oh my God.
Which one is that? Is that the one with Chris Lee and his family?
No. How do you know Chris Lee's?
Because it's on USA. Law and Order runs around USA,
oh, okay.
So you see commercials for it.
I can't believe you know Chris Lee's. I'm definitely going to.
He was actually in our the Yahoo offices one day when we were doing a podcast. He was there for something else.
I need to hear all about that. But we can't get distracted because we got a lot to cover today. You guys, today we are going to take a break from form. And instead of answering listener questions, we are going to tackle some of the messiest messes the Housewives and other Bravo celebrities have made on their shows. From the upending of fully set tables to the soiling of hotel beds with quarter-sized leaks of pee. I'm very excited. I have a spreadsheet. Thank you for all of the people on Twitter who chimed in with messes. Before we get into it, we want to remind you that we offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to our premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite our show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to check out all the packages we're offering and to select the level of giving that's right for you. Your support helps us so much, and we'd love to hear from you if there are rewards you'd like us to consider making available. I will mention that Dave has ixnayed dressing him in drag. So don't ask me again about that one. I'm very disappointed. I told him he never lets me have any fun. We have a new patron this week, and I, by total happenstance, it's just a quirk of the system. Dave, I think this is going to make you happy. This guy,
I doubt it. Nothing makes me happy. So.
This guy is actually, will the jelly beans make you happy?
I love your attitude.
I mean, temporarily, yeah. But it's fleeting, and one day we all die, so who
cares? That's
yeah.
fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, because of a quirk in the system, the following patron is actually patron 69, and his name is Sean Wang.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
That can't be
yeah.
true.
Wait,
yeah.
did you confirm the pronunciation of his last name?
Oh, please. Don't
well,
ruin
even
my
if it's
fun.
Wong, I mean, close
yeah,
enough. What else could it be?
I guess Wong.
Like, anyway. It all works.
Yeah. So he just flopped in some money and dropped it on us?
Oh, my God.
Good for him.
Wang, I love that. Can I just say I hate 69? Like, why is everybody always like, yeah, 69?
I'm an excellent
multitasker,
but you should not have to multitask sex.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. No.
That's too much.
So, I mean, I could kind of get behind 69 for gay men, but listen, for women, it takes a lot of, like, effort and concentration to achieve an orgasm. It is not the easiest thing
in
the world.
Oh, my God, for a minute, does too. Well, after you hit 30, you have to actually concentrate. Like, your boner isn't just out from the rain, you know, like,
I didn't
for
know
random
that.
Reasons. Yeah, you have to, like, focus on whatever, or you'll just start thinking about somebody else, you know? I mean, after a certain age, like, having peanut M&Ms is just as enticing in your brain as getting laid, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And then especially 69, I don't want to work. And I don't even like that saying, I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine. I don't even like that. How about just scratch my back?
Just scratch my back. Yeah. I deserve it.
Wait, 69 involves scratching backs? I thought it involved genitals. Have I been doing it wrong?
You're supposed to be scratching someone's back with your wang, okay?
Oh!
Sure. I have to teach you guys everything.
Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed. I'd like to apologize to the following people.
Sean Wang.
That's on me, buddy. Sorry.
All right. We have a lot of housewives' messes to get through. I have to say, I'm pretty sure we are not going to make it through even half of these, because I'm going to go wild. Okay, so for today's show, what I did, I decided that I would do a little bit of a turn on something that I did when my book came out, which is that I did an interview with Flavor Wire with Tyler Coates, who's now one of my colleagues at Esquire, also is an old dear friend of mine. He and I did an interview together when my book came out, in which he threw out scenarios of celebrity, what kind of cleaning advice I would give to celebrities. And he threw out all, you know, Prince was one, and I was like, oh, he'd need a velvet brush. And Stevie Nicks was another, and I was like, oh, she'd need a steamer for all of her chiffon sleeves.
Also,
and,
like, wet naps, I think, would be good for Stevie, because
probably.
She's, like, always in, like, multi-layered clothes, and, you know, it gets hot.
Yeah.
Like, she'll sweat and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, she needs some under... Do they have, like, boob crease naps that you can just,
there,
like...
Well, what I tell people is just put deodorant... Like, I put deodorant under my boob stick because it's really, really hot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
smart.
Yeah. The spray stuff works really well for that.
The spray deodorant?
I was out there spraying my whole body head to toe with, like, Dove antiperspirant spray.
I'm not opposed to taking some, like, regular stick deodorant as a, you know...
Yeah, listen, I'm an older lady. It's a...
An older lady.
I am an older lady, my friend.
You are
friend.
Not.
Yes, I sure am. You don't know how old I am.
69?
That's right. That's right.
I didn't mean to well. Diss your entire age group.
No.
No, that's just the nicest age.
It is the nicest age. Okay, so what I did for this episode, I'm going to do a little bit of a turn on that idea. I cataloged as many housewives messes as I could think of. I'm going to throw them out. We're going to go franchise by franchise. I'm going to throw them out. Ronnie and I are going to just riff on them. We're gonna reminisce. We're gonna walk down memory lane with our favorite ladies.
What do I do here?
Dave is gonna be eating jelly beans.
Awesome. See you guys. See you guys later.
I'm hoping that by the end of this, Dave has one franchise that we've interested him in, like a tiny, tiny, tiny little bit.
Which one's Bethany?
New York.
My friend's wife loves Bethany. She has like a TV show and like a cookbook and stuff. Is that true?
Skinny Girl.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I think she's sold, a brand. She was the first one who sold an alcohol that became this huge thing, and now she's a multi-millionaire.
Is that what it is? Because yeah. I think she cooks her recipes. Is that mm-hmm. the thing
oh,
possible?
Yeah, she's got.
Yeah, she's a big Bethany fan.
Oh, yeah, she has the Natural Foods Cookbook, because that's how she started. She has the cookbooks.
Yeah.
Well, she still had, like, Skinny Girl, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, the thing is, I'm just amazed that somebody can write that many pages when really the main ingredient is Adderall. That's really all it is. But, you know, Adderall in the morning, Adderall for lunch. You know, don't eat at night.
That's
I mean, what are you, a heathen?
I also am reminded, I also want you to know, I'm like, did not want to forget this, that I put a note on my day board to remind you that on Watch What Happens Live tonight, Matthew Perry is the guest, so you might want to tune into that.
Oh, is there a reason? Is there like a connection? Is he married to somebody on the show or dating someone on the show?
No,
or?
I mean, Watch What Happens Live just books celebrity guests of all stripes. So it's not, it's just a regular nighttime talk show the same way like the Tonight Show.
It's not like Housewives related.
No. Oh, so usually okay. they usually have like a lot of the Bravo people are their guests, but they have other celebrities. Like really, Andy Cohen gets really great celebrities. So anyway, Matthew Perry is on Watch
So you're
What
a Matthew
Live
Perry Live. Fan?
Could I be any more excited about the possibility of watching
Bong, okay.
He's the world's biggest, he's the world's biggest Friends fan.
I love him too. I really like that after Friends, he just became like a coke addicted fat guy and like had to go through all this trauma.
I mean,
and then
he was
like
that way during Friends.
I know, but then he got fat. Like that was still when he was kind of skinnier, and then he just got like fatter, and then he did shows about rehab, and then he's just like probably really sensitive, but also doesn't give a fuck in equal measures. I really like him, too.
I like him.
He's Canadian, so he has that inherent likable thing that happens mm-hmm. with Canadians.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
All right.
He's a inherently likable.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, you can watch Canadian. That tonight, and then and then we'll sort of rope you into our little Bravo verse.
I love all these little attempts you make. But
I do try hard. I'm not going to give up.
I'm probably going to watch hockey, but
I'm
we'll
a real
save.
Trooper.
Well, if you want him to start watching Bravo, get him married, because that's what happens.
That is what happens. That
yeah,
is what happens.
We know a lot of guys absolutely. Who became fans.
Yet another,
they were
get another
to.
Reason to not
yeah.
get married.
I would not recommend getting married. That's definitely not. Okay, let's start with the OG. We got to start with OC and talk about OC messes, because actually OC really pioneered the messes. Tamra was really the one who pioneered the messes in throwing the glass of wine on Gina. And wine, you know, wine throwing has become like a standard in all of the franchises. The only one that I don't think I have a wine throwing or a drink throwing, is Atlanta, oddly enough. Those girls just
Sheree threw water on Bob or something from a water bottle.
Oh, you're right, she did.
But that's not a mess, it's water.
Yeah.
I would like to add,
also,
though,
Bob was already wet. So
that's true, yeah.
Bob just sweats all the time.
Yeah, it was just helping like, him, really.
Yeah. So,
I would like to add that Tamra pioneered messes not only with the wine throwing, but the general... You know that dirty face look? So, like, when you're, like, spray tanning, but you're also, like, putting on too much base. But
yes.
then you're, like, trying to keep... You keep changing the colors of the base to keep up with the spray tan.
And then
keep
you
up
just
with
end
the
up
leather,
looking dirty.
Keep up with the, yeah.
And it does start, like, coming off in, like,
everything.
Clumps.
It comes on
like,
everything.
Start, yeah.
You get hugged by a woman like that.
Oh.
You're ruined. You have someone over like that. They put their head on your couch. Your couch is fucking... You know, she's one of those.
I just remembered another one from Beverly Hills. Do you remember Adrienne Maloof sitting on
yes.
all of the white furniture and leaving her spray tan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was so bad.
People were so upset about that.
My column, Ask a Clean Person, at one point ran on Jezebel.com.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, which also reminds me, I want to say hi to Catherine, the moderator of the Facebook group for Watch What Crappens.
Yeah, Catherine.
Yay, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Kamala, there's a bunch of you out there.
She,
thank you for
she
that.
And I were messaging today, and I told her that you were coming on the show. And she was like, oh, what's your show called? And I was like, Ask a Clean Person. She was like, wait, was that Jezebel? I used to read that. I was like, oh, my God, yes, that's me. I was so excited. I used to read my column. But the very first post that I wrote when I moved the column over to Jezebel was about getting makeup stains off of an upholstered couch. And I opened with a reference to Adrienne Maloof getting her like full body tan on it was Vanderpump's furniture. And then she did it again, I think, at... Maybe at Kyle's house?
I think it was Kyle. Oh, you're right. I think it was Vanderpump's first, and then it was Kyle's. Yeah.
Yeah. So the thing for that, because
can I try and guess?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. I would guess that you would start with tape, because tape, you know how you get dog hair off things?
Oh.
Never I've gotten any kind of makeup, because it hardens after a while. So first tape, and then the rough side of a paper towel.
Okay.
And then I wet the paper towel and do the rest.
Okay. So I would probably say, just to start with, rubbing alcohol. Rubbing alcohol is amazing at stains. I woke up this morning, it's so hot in New York right now. We're having like this weird heat wave. I woke up this morning, even though the air conditioning was on, I was so hot in the night that my hair color bled onto my pillowcase. And of course I wake up and I'm like, oh shit. And then I'm like, I'm me. Why am I saying, oh shit? I know exactly what to do. So rubbing alcohol took it out. So I would say rubbing alcohol.
And
that
doesn't bleach.
No, hydrogen peroxide is the one that can cause color loss. It won't always.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I use on my teeth.
That's what you use on your teeth. Ding, yeah, no. Ding. Rubbing alcohol will not cause color loss of any kind. So, totally safe to use. So that's what I would say for the spray tan on upholstered furniture. Also good when you like rub your makeup off on someone. Another good thing for that is just makeup remover. Like those makeup removing wipes will take it right off. I also just had this happen. I was having lunch with a girlfriend of mine. She says I didn't do it, but I actually kind of do think I did it, that she was wearing like a cream colored blouse and there was some like an orange like makeup streak. I think I did it when I went to hug her because I think I didn't put my setting spray on that day.
Okay. Setting spray?
Girl, I wore setting spray. Yeah.
But what does that do?
It keeps your makeup from melting off your face.
No.
It just keeps the makeup from melting off your face. Like today I did like 7 doses of
setting
spray.
But then what do you do
if
you sweat and stuff?
Well, it will just keep it from sliding off when you sweat. That's the point.
But does the sweat build up under? In other words, does it turn the makeup into like a mask that's
coming off
your face?
No. I was still sweaty. It just didn't, when I like dabbed at it, it just didn't make my makeup like run.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's setting spray.
My God. Why do you think they can't think of anything new?
For my ladies who love the makeup stuff, I use the Kat Von D setting spray. Love. Because you guys know I'm obsessed with Kat Von D.
Man, talk about a face that needs to set. Like, that's a setting. That's a girl with some setting spray.
Yeah.
I can see.
I totally lost my train of thought. What was I just saying?
Because now you're thinking of how faces actually can be set.
Oh, like, I know. I was telling the makeup stain that I got on her shirt.
Yeah.
A shout wipe. I had a shout wipe in my bag because, of course, I did. And that took it right out. So shout wipes are excellent, excellent.
See, I always think everything... bleaches.
No.
Like I have that shout stick. Mm-hmm. I think it's a shout stick, you know, where it looks like one of those wax glue things that you unscrew it. Like,
yeah, it's like
school.
A gel stick.
Yeah, and I put that sometimes on if I get a stain, which is all the time because I'm a pig.
Well, like, now you know
I
me,
eat,
so
like,
you never
like,
have to worry.
I have to shop at Old Navy just because I need temporary clothes that will be thrown away. Like I'm wearing a napkin right now.
Are you wearing one of Sonia Morgan's 100-year-old napkins?
No, but I would.
You need one of those. Or like,
do you remember that singer Sheryl Crow? She came out with napkin sleeves, and she was trying to sell them because she was so like green. She was like had these long witchy sleeves, and she was selling them. And you buy them, and then you use those as your napkins, and then you keep wearing them.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, disgusting. Yes. But I could use one.
Yeah.
That feels like something from like an episode of Silicon Valley or something where like they just invent some crazy thing that's
stupid.
Not real.
It's like Portlandia where they're that green.
That's
they're
a
like,
better example.
These are
it strikes me as being like an SNL commercial parody, like the double toilet commercial parody.
What is a double toilet? Like so you can sit next to
there's
somebody
like a
else?
You've never seen this commercial? To me, that's like the quintessential SNL commercial parody. It's like a his and hers, like double seated. So like the lids are like lined up and then one face is one way and the other face is another. So you could turn to each other and talk.
No, that's when you get away from your wife or your husband.
Well, it's a
okay.
Very obviously.
Jeez. Come on, people. Like my mom, we used to be like, mommy, mommy. Knock on the door. And she'd
go, poor mom.
This is our only time for privacy. Like she'd freak out behind
Let
the door.
Let me poop.
I mean, good for her for
my
saying
only
that.
5 minutes.
Because I feel like moms now just like aren't even empowered to say that. They're like not even empowered
they're like,
to say
they're like, you need me? Come here. What are
and
your
I,
feelings?
I wor- yeah, I worry for my friends who have children. I'm like, you still have agency. And also, you're still in charge of them.
Yeah, don't beat your child for you.
beat your child for money.
Right, that's right.
We're the ones who have to deal with these assholes on the street, okay?
That's right, indeed. All right, back to housewives' messes. So, okay,
children,
so
their children are all messes.
They are. They literally
they're
all
clogging
are
up the streets, especially in OC. Look at them.
Okay, got a here, porn star. Here are my...
Wait, these housewives have kids?
Yeah, almost all of them.
Oh,
do.
I thought they were just living their rich life. I never once noticed a kid in a commercial. Oh,
that's
man.
The thing where kids are all poor, are like... trying to pretend they're rich. That's why it's fun. You get to watch them go through bankruptcy, lose everything.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch them fail.
Yeah,
I figured
that's
they were
all it is.
I thought
that's
they were just.
Is.
I thought they were just really rich people that just did really rich people things and were obnoxious.
Oh no,
no,
no.
They're trying to be rich, and they're trying to be young and beautiful. And you just can never attain enough, you know? And so you just see the sadness there. It's like psychology, guys.
Yeah, it is. So and there is some, like legit real stuff. Like, Ronnie wasn't kidding when he was talking. There's legit alcoholism storylines. There was a suicide, like, basically on the show.
Like,
it was off season. No, a suicide.
Oh, one of the husbands.
Yeah, killed himself. Mm. There have been multiple people who have gone to prison. Two of them are serving time now.
Husbands.
Two husbands, but one wife did.
Okay.
The Jersey girls. I mean, of course, it's all happening in Jersey.
Prostitution.
Jersey has really good messes too.
Oh, they're the ones with the cleaning thing, right? The
no,
cleaners?
That's New York. Oh. That the Madame Paulette. That's what you're thinking of.
I'm almost there. I'm like,
you're
I'm,
pretty close.
I'm like,
all right. So let me run through all of the OC messes, and we can pull out any that are particularly interesting. I already know one that Dave is going to want to know more about. So the first one I have, it literally is the first thing on my list, is when Vicky left the quarter size leak on Tamara's hotel bed in Mexico. That to me was like, I was watching that and I was like, no, they need me. Like, I know how to clean that. So they go, they're out in Mexico for a bachelorette party, which, first of all, I also have to say, the ladies of this age should not have been having bachelorette. But Tamara's been married 30 times. The bachelorette parties are over with. I feel the same way about Luann. Like,
I know, but it's not real. It's like Cabo, and then they fuck a few of those Andalay's busboys.
Yeah.
Like, they literally have one restaurant they go to bone the busboys.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much
that's
it.
Pretty
they
much
just
it.
Get wasted
are
and
they,
hire
they,
strippers.
Are they hiring there?
I feel like I'm good with a water pour.
Dave would make an excellent Mexican stripper.
I mean,
you need more chips? I'm right here, baby.
Yeah. Is everybody enjoying your meal? You're not the waiter, busboy. Get out of here. You'll get your time later.
Well, that's why the busboys get more play. You know, you can project a personality
DJ
onto
James
them
Kennedy
so they don't speak
over
to
here.
You.
Interesting.
So they come back. They're all sitting around in one of the girls' hotel rooms. And so Vicky Gunvalson is the OG of the OC. She's an original housewife of the longest running franchise. She literally considers the show hers. Like, she thinks she's created her show and all of the other subsequent shows. She's amazing. She's a total monster. I love her. I'm still ride or die for Vicky.
Andy Cohen said in the first season when it came out and became a huge hit, she was calling the network telling them she wanted things on the internet erased.
Yeah.
She was like, you can't erase things on the internet.
She's like,
Vicky.
It's the internet. Vicky.
You better take care of that. I'm not going to put up with that. I'll tell you that.
They come back. She's sitting on Tamara's hotel bed. She gets up. And there's a wet spot on the back of her dress and a wet spot on Tamara's hotel bed. She, like, had randomly peed a little. Like, didn't full on wet her pants.
On her back?
No, on the back of her dress.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just like, and they get to the reunion. So they do a reunion, and the reunions are amazing, and they're my favorite thing in the world. I live for a reunion. And she's defending it. She's like, it's a quarter. Well, I'm gonna have to have you do it. She says it's a quarter size leak. Do it in your Vicky voice.
What? What? It's just like it's a quarter. Like, what am I supposed to do? It's no big deal. Woohoo! Woohoo! Like, who cares? Like, seriously. I love her. I can't wait for that to come back.
I'm so excited for that to come back. I'm also really, really excited for Shaw's to come back. I like all of a sudden.
That's so Persian.
That's so Persian.
Oh my God! You want to talk about a show about messes? They'll eat nachos just in their underwear, walking around on a white couch in a white room.
That red velvet cake fight on the yacht still gives me nightmares. Like, that red food coloring is a bad stain.
Yes.
And boats are very
on
hard
natural
to,
wood.
Boats too. Are very hard to clean. Yeah. And that was like, that made me crazy. I was like, I almost called Kate Chastain and was like, Kate, they need you. All right, so here are some more OC messes. Oh, by the way, the thing for pee is Nature's Miracle, which is the stuff that you use for pet messes.
For the dogs,
also,
yeah.
Also works on human pee.
Oh, it does?
Mm-hmm, sure does.
Well, also, I mean, if you're peeing on a mattress in Mexico, hey,
yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Spoiler alert, you ain't the only one.
It's not the okay? worst.
That's it's a quarter-sized pee. Yeah. I mean, that's good.
It's not the worst thing that's happened on that mattress.
Yeah, you should take those IKEA $10 mattress cover things.
That's actually a good idea.
That's what I do.
That's a good idea. That's really smart.
Yeah,
see how much we're learning on this show?
Yeah, they're cheap. Mm-hmm. And then once you put all the bedding mm-hmm. over them, you don't hear the like... The
crinkling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like Andy Cohen's bunny from...
Oh, my Lisa. God. The cellophane wrap bunny.
There was no sound was more chilling to me than the sound of that cellophane wrapper crinkling as they passed it down to Andy, and he just sat there waiting. Like, it was like a maniacal little king, you know? Like, just crazy. Yeah, I live for Andy Cohen.
So a pee stain, Nature's Miracle. I did not know that worked as well.
Now you know. Now you know.
Although, can I say, I'm sorry, I don't want to quarter-size stain piss on your parade, but Nature's Miracle, once you smelled it, you know, because I've always had a dog, and once you have that smell, I have a girl who just doesn't train her puppy right. Once you have that smell and you know it in your brain, you just smell it anywhere. Even if someone's just used a little tiny drop.
And
you're like,
and
oh,
does it,
someone's pissed here.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally understand that. For obvious reasons, I don't have pets, but that totally makes sense to me. Okay, here are a few others. So there's like the iconic Tamara throwing wine on Gina. Here's the thing, though. It was red wine, and I think all of the other wine throwings have been white, and it was like a very special one because it was red wine.
Yeah.
And also because it nailed Gina in the eye.
Yeah, it was her eye. And, you know, it's hard to stain leather. And, you know, they've all, like, really spent a lot of time in the sun there. And yes. She was wearing a pleather dress because, you know, they're poor in the OC.
So she was wearing
pleather. So, I mean, look, if you're going to get in a fight with your girlfriends, wear pleather.
Yeah, that is really smart.
Yeah, actually. I mean, it was literally like two paper towels and she was fine.
When I asked, so I interviewed John Medesian, Dorinda's boyfriend who owns Madame Paulette. I wrote a feature on him and Madame Paulette for Racked. And it was amazing. And like the day that I spent with John was incredible. I've talked about it on a bonus episode before. So Dave has heard a lot about this. I love John. I have to say, like, I really am very, very smitten with John. Having met him, I can understand exactly why he rubs people the wrong way, but I happen to love him.
Well, he's always charming and sweet, you know? He just gets really defensive when they come for him, and he has no problem going for a woman.
Right.
That's really why people
get mad
at him.
Well, and he's also just a lot. Like,
he's a lot, and he's like a slimy dry... I shouldn't say that. It's not nice. Well, yeah, he's a slimy dry cleaner. It's like he's the dry cleaner, but he's like...
But he's
one of those guys who's like, Julia Roberts was in here. So look, here's a picture with me up here. And then, you know, he like sends her a Christmas card. It's like, here it is. It's John. I know
exactly
you love Spearmint, honey. Yeah. Here's a little Wrigley's.
Yeah.
Like, you're the dry cleaner. Leave me alone.
Yeah. He's a big,
I'll put this next
dropper.
To the fucking Herodora Spielberg sent me. Your ass.
But when I was interviewing him, I was like, because he doesn't really watch any of the Housewives, including New York. And I was like, what do you think about it? I was like, I know you don't really watch it, but what do you think about all of the women throwing wine on each other? And he was like, whenever I see it, I just think, cha-ching, I see dollar signs. And I was like, thank you, John. That's my kicker. Like, the man just handed me my article. Like, I said something about the reunions, and he was like, oh, it would take the FDNY and the NYPD and me to clean up that mess. Like, he's just like, so on. He's so great. I really, really enjoyed him. He told me he was like, because he gave me his phone number, cell phone number, and he was like, you call me in the middle of the night and you tell me your problems. I was like, okay, John, I'll
you should have done that last night with the hair dye thing.
He's like the secret opposite twin of Richard Simmons.
Yeah, like amazing.
No one's ever looking for him. He's just always there.
But I've called on him for help and stuff, and he's great. I just adore him. I really think he's wonderful. Okay, some more OC cleaning. This isn't a mess, but it is cleaning related. The season one Joe De La Rosa French maid costume. When Slade made her clean, she lost a bet, and Slade made her clean the house in a French maid costume. I was like, oh yeah, that's a good one. That's relevant to my Pinterest.
Well, that was back when he had a job and made money. Remember,
when he had money.
Season one, Slade was like rich and hot.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, That's one of those like dance recital maid uniforms that you buy. It's like the sexy maid.
I got one.
You're either going to tap dance or fuck a rich guy.
Yeah. I got one as a bridal shower gift. Because, of course, from my literary agent, of course. Was like,
that's nice.
It was really cute. I mean,
all the best.
Yeah. No. It was really cute. My bridal shower was a lingerie shower. So it was like, it was appropriate. And it was very funny.
How funny.
Everyone laughed. Everyone laughed.
Well, now he's the one cleaning the house. You see the karma? Because now he's the poor one. And you know he's Gretchen's maid and her.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
cleaning up after those two fat dogs.
Yes, girl.
I love
he's just
those
cleaning the house. He's like taking all the stuff to UPS. Like that's his job. He's like the assistant now. So, you know, karma.
I like Loser Slade a lot. I'm actually a big fan of Loser Slade. I love Gretchen. Gretchen's like one of my ride or dies.
I do too. I like Gretchen too.
And just the two of them together, just the whole thing, like he's made for reality TV. Like if he didn't exist, we'd have to invent him, and thank God for Slade, you know. Here is another one. This one is controversial as people get hepped up about this, including me too. When Lydia's mom put her feet on Vicky's couch and Ryan,
oh my God,
whatever, Culberson, Brianna's husband, went like, military rage. So this guy, Vicky is the OG of the OC, and she has a daughter, Brianna, who we've seen grow up on the show. She was like 15 when the show started. So we've watched her like through her whole life, and she's great. She's like a real fan favorite. She married this guy who's a Marine. They eloped. Vicky was very upset about it, but it was fine. And then for a good long while, because they didn't know when he was going to have to be deployed again, they were just living at Vicky's house. And he clearly has some like significant PTSD issues, because he was like wiring the house with cameras and like tracking devices and like, you know.
Yeah, he's totally Lifetime movie. He's bad.
And that sounds like Billy Baldwin in the movie Sliver.
It is, but more aggressive. Because at least Billy Baldwin hit it. You know, he like put tiny little cameras, and they were inobtrusive. Like he could see into your bathtub, but it wasn't like staring. Like this guy was getting those Home Depot ones, you know, they're like big.
Yeah. So Vicky has an end of the season party. So end of season parties are also like a sort of recurring thing where one of the women hosts like a big to do. And there's always some ruse.
There was fight.
And then they fight and they throw wine and, you know, it's great.
What percentage of the episodes feature wine being thrown at somebody?
Ooh.
Not that many.
No.
Not that many. But when the wine is thrown, it's always an event. And then it always precipitates like a whole sort of arc that continues to go on.
Mm-hmm. Like when Janice shows up on Friends, one episode per season, Janice is there, right? It's like a moment.
Wine throwing
is
to Janice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My God.
I just want to relate it for the people that listen.
Janice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Janice for life.
So anyway, so there is this one and done, but she's coming back, housewife named Lydia. Who I loved, actually, I have to say. I am really excited about having her come back. I thought she was great.
Yeah, everyone says she's boring, but
I didn't think she was boring at all.
Do you remember when
I think she was
that?
Low-key, but
kind
amazing.
Of, but she's so silly. Mm-hmm. Like, she kept saying, well, that, you know, I'm a Christian. And she kept doing this when she talked to
the
shoulders.
Yeah, she's this, like, little shimmy that
so,
she does.
So, like, she's like, she,
was
like
she was shaking the goods, or just
no, she just talks to the shoulders like that.
Oh, okay.
But she was, you know, very devout Christian. That's like a running thing on OC where people are like,
oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm all about Jesus now.
They are all
like three
Jesus
of them.
There.
But she said her whole life is about charity, and she wanted to use their money to do something good. So she had these really charitable Christians over to help her, and she didn't know anything like about charity or the Bible.
Yeah.
It's like, remember that part in the Bible where Jesus was on that skateboard? And they're like, that was not in the Bible.
Maybe that was one of the busboys.
Yeah, it's on the Andalus.
So she had this mom. Strippers. So Lydia comes from a very, very, very wealthy Canadian family. And her mom was like this total hip. I loved the mom. I felt like that mom should have been the housewife.
She's the pot
she had this
smoking.
Total like hippie mom who like thought she was a tree and would sprinkle people with fairy dust. And she was fabulous. And she smoked a lot of pot and like she was just amazing. So she's at this party and the party was outside, but she had walked inside and she apparently had put her feet up on Vicky's couch. And Vicky's son-in-law comes like raging in and starts screaming at her to take her feet off the couch. And it turns into this like whole huge crazy thing. And I'm watching and I'm like, it's just a little dirt. Like, dish soap will take that out. Why? No reason to be
screaming about
this.
He saw a reason to yell at a woman and he took it.
Yeah.
He's just a gross, gross man. And Vicky Gunvalson, I don't care how much money. And look, Vicky actually works. Like, that girl works for her money. So I'm not even going to diss her there. But you know that Vicky has, like, maybe a step up from IKEA furniture.
Yeah.
You know that's like a Jennifer convertible.
Oh, yeah, that furniture. And also, they had the kids living there. Like, she wasn't buying,
it was made to put your feet on.
Right.
You know, it's, like, made for my class of person. Which is, like, there's going to be Domino's feet, dogs, you know, et cetera.
Was it her feet or her shoes?
Her shoes.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyways,
I think that's better because if you put your actual sweaty feet, that's like stuff that it's invisible. It seeps it seeps into the stuff, you know.
Right. You could be leaving plantar wart virus behind.
Exactly. Yeah. And also, I don't want to smell your feet like next week. I don't want to be reminded of you.
You know who does want to smell feet next week?
Don't look at me.
We've talked a lot today, so I'm not sure what I'm allowed to say about.
Jax Taylor.
Oh, Jax Taylor, yeah, with the feet.
Just segueing into the foot fetish. Oh, my God. So here's the thing. The foot fetish on its own is not that – there's nothing dirty about a foot fetish. Like, Dave probably –
depends on the foot.
But here's the thing about Jax's particular foot fetish. He likes a dirty foot.
Oh.
He, like, makes his girlfriend put on Converse bare feet, go run around the block
a few times.
And then, yeah, and that's how he likes them.
One thing I can never – one reason.
Well, I guess we're not going to get Dave into Vanderpump Rules. Oh, I feel like that's the one.
Oh, God.
But those are like poor waiters. Like, we're all dirty. You know what I mean? Like, when you start looking at stains, he's got a window unit air conditioner with, like, a piece of cardboard over the window that, like, drips on the floor. And, like,
me too.
Stain, you know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like our class. Like, you're going to come into my house? You can't because it's a total mess already. My thing with Jax, when he cheated, the big news was that he cheated with Kristen. And then Tom found out that he had actually done it, and that's his best friend. He didn't say, oh, my God, I can't believe my best friend would do that with my girlfriend, bro. He said, Jax, but his breath is so bad. That was his first thought. He was crying. He was like, how could she?
I want you to know that the first entry I have in my spreadsheet for VPR is Sandoval's apartment. And I put it in bold because it was one of, like, it's one of the things that bothered. That apartment, I want to go in there with a rug doctor. So badly.
No, there's no doctor that can fix that. Rug Dr. Kevorkian. Yeah. Like, just put it down already, okay?
Oh, my Incinerate God. Incinerate that bad. Shit. All right,
Jax is also, super dirty. They're always talking about how smelly he is. Like, he sleeps in his clothes and wakes up and goes back to work.
Oh, here, I'll just read all the VPR ones so you can see what I listed. Sandoval's apartment, Jax's man bra from when he had his second breast reduction.
Yeah.
Ass steak was great. I've told Dave about ass steak. The steak that they put in their butt cheeks
and then they feed it to each other.
I've told you about this and you brought it up to me again, so I know you remember.
That's how they
love.
See, like, I would rather do that than have to have someone sweaty, dirty feet in my face.
Well, you cook the ass out of the steak, right?
Uh-huh.
Because there's germs, and so I would think that it's cooked out of the steak.
Yeah, it just cooks off.
Right.
That wouldn't bother me.
That's disgusting. Like, I don't want an ass steak.
I don't
feel like
want
now
it.
I'm making people think about ass steak.
I don't want ass steak, but I feel like I wouldn't be that.
I wouldn't be into
freaked
it.
Out.
Yeah, if it was,
and especially because it's Schwartz's ass steak, because he's cute, you know.
Schwartz, Jax, and Sandoval were all roommates.
I would not eat Jax's ass steak.
That's a whole different thing.
But
because
I would
then
eat
that
Schwartz's.
Brings in different, like,
I don't know what's happening.
Amoebas.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're saying ass steak, like, you know, from Wayne's World, and she's like, I don't even own a gun. Never mind many guns. It sounds like you're saying, like, ass steak. Never mind many steaks that would necessitate steak sauce.
Butt steak.
Butt steak.
Yeah. That's better. Okay.
Yes. For the PG-13 listeners.
Okay.
Come on.
Jax, I feel like Jax has, like, a lot of cheese.
In general.
I feel like he's just got a lot of cheese.
Except, well, let me continue on with this list because, I do agree with that. Okay, then I have Schwartz throwing drinks on Katie. Again, drink throwing.
Yeah, and again, she's a waiter. She could, she's also a very mean person. Also, when I say waiters, that's totally what I do.
So, that's fine.
Don't anybody get offended.
Jax peeing on his dress when they were all in drag in New Orleans.
Again, better than the floor, which is where it would have gone.
There's a theme here. Jax peeing in the corner of the Vegas hotel room.
Yeah, again, the hotel I'm staying at here, my friend came over and spilled wine, and another one spilled vodka. And I was like, this is like a step above a youth hostel.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to leave here with the weirdest diseases that we don't know how we got. Like, I'm sure it's seen worse. We'll be fine.
But here's the next one. And I always come back to this all the time because he does bring it up. Jax is a neat freak. Jax has talked about this, like, almost every single season. And it was, like, a huge thing in his relationship with Brittany when she moved into his tiny studio. Because he's a neat freak and she's not. And I think that's, like, such a funny thing about Jax to me is that he's so grubby and so personally disgusting, but he's a neat freak.
She made a comment when they were talking about that he can still be kind of dirty. He's one of those people who's a neat freak about you, not necessarily himself. He's like one of those, my shit don't stink. But obviously yours does, you know? So I think it's okay when it's your mess. I mean, people will eat their own boogers, but you don't ever see a kid being like, can I taste your booger? They just eat their own.
I'm sure
there's
some kid out there.
Like,
who
I bite
that.
My nails, but I'm not going to bite your nails.
Ugh. Ugh.
Right? You see?
Ugh. The fingernails are so dirty.
It's like when it's yours, it's different.
They freak me out. Okay, here are a few more, and then we'll toss
like
a break
lives
and we'll go through more.
Butt prints on the toilet. Like, I feel he's gross. I feel like he's one of those. But then he's like, babe, you didn't put the toilet seat down. And she's like, you just left a poop butt print on this toilet. Why are you yelling at me? I'm being disgusting. Don't bring up Jax.
I know. He's gross. Okay, here are the rest of the VPR ones. Stassi throwing drinks on Katie. Poor Katie. Not poor Katie.
No, she deserves it. Oh, my God. Seriously.
Throw more drinks on Katie.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Lala's reunion makeup last season. I talked about this. So two weeks ago, episode 68. Dave wasn't here, and I took the opportunity to, like, girl out because I was like, my male co-host is gone. I can girl out. So I talked all about makeup, and I was talking about cleaning makeup brushes. And the warning I always give about why people should clean makeup brushes is because I don't want anyone out there looking like Lala Kent did at the Vanderpump Rules Season 3 reunion.
Right.
What was
so,
the year
yeah,
that
just
she
to be
looked
specific,
like she was bruised?
Yeah, that was last year. This year she looked a lot better, right?
She looked better, but she still needs to wash her makeup brushes.
I think she's
you just
a
met her,
sprayer.
So you can tell her that for me.
Well, that was the biggest surprise. When you meet her, she doesn't look like that.
Maybe it's just her TV makeup.
I mean, she's beautiful anyway, even when she wears too much makeup. But
she is beautiful.
She is stunningly beautiful.
I want Lala to come back. Can you work
on
her?
She'll be back.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
I need her. I need her and DJ Douchebag. I love James Kennedy to death.
Yeah,
because
they're like the next generation. Yeah. They brought them in to take over for the old horses who are about to be turned into glue, you know?
Right, and so, I need the old horses to go off and do the Tom Tom Club and all that jazz. Because I still want to see them, but like that's a different show now. They're in a different fate. They need to be like mini housewives, basically.
Yeah. But wait, what were we going to say about Lala? Oh, my guess was that Lala found a makeup sprayer because those are extremely dangerous to girls. It's like a new toy when you finally first figure it out. It's like the Home Depot things where you can spray paint on the house instead of paint it, but you have to go really slow or you'll get clumps and all this shit. And she's too young to be spraying her face like a siding, you know, like aluminum siding.
Yeah, I mean,
siding.
That's like, that's when you're into like Vicky territory that you start doing that kind of stuff.
Yes. It makes your skin look worse.
Anyway, please speak to her about it. She's a beautiful girl.
I think
she's
someone did because
and
she doesn't look like that anymore. She fixed
it. Okay, I have three more Vanderpump Rules ones, and then we'll go to break, and then we'll run through as many of the other ones as we can get. Schwartz's lake whore's bath on his wedding day. Unacceptable.
Oh, Sandoval.
Schwartz.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I call them one and two.
They are one and two.
So, yeah, that's two.
Totally unacceptable. The Napa RV. That RV, I could smell it through my television.
Yeah,
I have a very high tolerance for Bravo bullshit. That pushed me over the edge. It was too much.
Well, RVs are made to get dirty and be hosed down for the most part.
Yeah, as are the VPR kids.
But that not taking a shower after a lake day before your wedding.
On your wedding day.
Because you're not only stinky, but I'm from Austin where there's like, a lake culture there. And if you go to the lake and you don't take a shower, you get these little white dots all over you.
I mean,
you
know? I grew up.
The lake, whatever.
I grew up going to summer camp in Maine on a lake.
Girl,
so I'm like, I'm a lake girl.
The Selsun blue with the orange cap and like kill whatever the hell is on there. I mean, it's horrible.
Yeah.
So,
no, lakes.
And actually wonderful because Katie's like, why do I have white spots on me now?
Okay, earned then it. My last VPR one was was Jax's foot fetish, which we've already talked about. So this is a good time for us to take a quick break. Dave and I will be right back with more from Ronnie Karam and the major messes our favorite Bravo celebrities make. This is Ask the Clean Person, the podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr. Dave and I have been talking Housewives with Ronnie Karam, the host of the podcast Watch What Crappens. In the second segment, we're going to try to get through as many of the rest of these Housewives messes as we can. This is so much fun. You guys, this is totally my reward. I know we're breaking crazily with form, and I'm not actually being very helpful in terms of cleaning advice.
I've learned things.
I've been being a very serious clean person for the past like 6 or 8 weeks working on that New York Times thing, and this is my reward that I get to finally be unserious. I did have to be quite serious.
We should have gotten drunk before this episode.
We should have.
Crazy.
We should.
Or during. Those are fun.
Both. Yeah, why not both?
Well, I didn't think of it. You'll just have to come back, Ronnie.
I've done a couple of drunk ones, and I have to limit them.
Yeah, I'm not that great when I'm drunk podcasting.
I forget what I'm saying, and then I'll just start all over again. Yeah. Like, I'm a repeater drunk. I'll just start saying the exact same thing over and over.
Okay, here's a funny observation I want to make. When I was coming up with this spreadsheet, I could not think of any single legitimate Atlanta mess, which is amazing to me because it's definitely the messiest franchise in the drama sense.
Those houses, okay? They've had unfinished houses.
Well, that's
like
part of
big, it. Big towering infernos of mess that are never cleaned.
What about the spaghetti fight?
There is no spaghetti fight on Real Housewives of Atlanta, but
you know what?
But there basically was.
I took a shot.
But on Jersey, there basically was.
Oh yeah, I should use it for Jersey.
I would believe actually a spaghetti fight on Atlanta. I actually had to pause and think. Wait a minute.
I know. I'm like,
Do you know that one of the Housewives is part of a band called TLC?
Yeah, it's Candy from Atlanta. It's not
so
TLC.
Close, so close.
Yeah, you're close.
No, I wasn't there.
She wrote No Scrubs.
Wrote No Scrubs.
Yeah,
and they're
so
getting
close,
back
which
together.
Which is the title of this episode. Like, just for you.
It's
I was
all
like, oh, it's
coming
no
together
scrubs.
In my head now. There it
which
is.
Which we would have done. Unfortunately, when I booked you to come on, we were already into Dave. Like, this made my year. Dave named we did a spring cleaning series, like a 6-episode arc on all kinds of like spring cleaning topics.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave named it Wash What Happens. And I was like, woo, this is making problems. For me and everything. I'm so excited. So I would have called this one Wash What Happens or Wash What Crappens, but it was like we just finished it.
And No Scrubs was perfect.
It offended my sense of symmetry, and then I was like, ooh, No Scrubs, that's perfect.
I actually wish I met you a week before because I went out and partied with Malls, actually, and we had so much fun. And at 4 a.m, I'm standing there in my house like, should I try and find a pizza? Like, what am I going to do? And I was standing in my kitchen leaning up against my like countertop. And I look straight ahead, and on my cabinet is this humongous roach. Oh. And it was not just that it was a roach. It was sitting there. And you know when roaches are, I mean, we're in New York, so you know when roaches are big, and they have these heads that move around like this? It was sitting there, and I swear to you, it was looking at me. And so I put it on my Snapchat, because I was like, you guys, this roach is staring at me. And then it kept, if I moved, it would move its head.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I can't kill the roach. I mean, that's because, you know, drinking. So I was like, no, I mean, I have a thing. Like, something in my house that loves me. Maybe it should just be great. And then I killed it, and I felt so
good.
Much better.
My rule about insects in my home is the same as humans. If you're not invited, I'm killing you. Like,
yeah. Oh, I kill them too.
Sorry.
I mean, that was just a drunken night. But normally, I mean, I have traps and stuff everywhere. But in an old apartment.
I used to kind of have, yeah.
And I'm in a bungalow. And so there's that underground section.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't control it. There's spiders. There's things.
Yeah,
but, you do have to kill them right at the entrance. Oh, yeah. You don't let them get comfortable where they start looking at you in the kitchen.
Right, where they move into your microwave.
You want to split a pie?
Yeah, that's what he looked like. He was thinking, this guy's going to get a pizza. I've seen this look before. I'm waiting.
Do you guys remember the show Joe's Apartment?
Oh, yeah.
MTV
with what's his
90s?
Name from
yeah.
Stand By Me. Yeah. That guy.
It was about the bugs, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like they were like his roommates.
That's how I felt.
Yeah.
But I already have one animal in there who never speaks back to me.
Here's the only legitimate, like, dirty... Like, I had, like, little things. Like, there's a scene in, like, the first or second season where Greg makes Nene clean the house, and she doesn't, like, she's, like, being Nene about it. And, like, Todd forgetting to hire the cleaning crew for the Old Lady Gang restaurant. Like, that was, like, as good as I could come up with. Then I remembered Kim Zolciak's ratty bathrobe that she's had for 20 years. And I was like, oh... So I have to throw a question out to the listeners and to you guys. I need to just write about this. I probably need to do a whole episode about it. So just prepare yourself for this excitement, Dave. How often are you guys washing your bathrobes? Because I don't think
God,
you are.
I don't wear a bathrobe.
I've literally never washed my bathrobe because I've literally never owned a bathrobe.
Okay.
I do not wear a bathrobe.
Okay.
No way.
So that also answers my second question, this isn't for you guys, but this is for everybody else. If you do wear a bathrobe, when you get out of the shower, do you towel off and then put your bathrobe on, or do you put your bathrobe on when you're wet?
No,
you towel off first.
Yeah. Otherwise, what's the point of having the towel?
Okay. I would say
the bathrobe gets washed the same amount of times as the towel does, though.
That's a good answer, Dave.
Yeah, you should throw your bathrobe in every time you throw your sheets in, right?
Yeah, sheets and towels, bathrobes. I don't think
that's once a week, right?
I don't think anyone is washing their bathrobe. I'm throwing it out to people because I'm trying to get I need data.
But that's like a towel. So if you're
wearing
a big
towel, I don't think people
towel,
think of it. Here's what: because Kim Zolciak's robe, I don't think she's washing it.
Kim Zolciak has had so many babies, she can't smell anymore. You know. She's like one of those people.
Maybe.
You're used to having shit thrown at your face and things throwing up on you and just all the
True.
Things you deal with
but
as
the
a mother.
Robe predated,
I think that there's so many smells you just get, you
the
get
robe
over.
The robe predated Croy. Also, I would...
Well, she had two kids before then, but you're right. That's not as obvious. So let's think. I mean, Kim Zolciak really was just nasty.
Yeah.
Because her hair, you know,
her hair
they used to be like, buy a wig.
Classic.
Yeah, and they would make fun of her. They'd be like,
you
buy
know,
a wig.
You
and
know
she's
those
like,
wigs
I
stuff.
Had a wig because I had cancer. And then... It turned out she was lying and she never had cancer. And Andy was like, but wait, you said you had cancer. She's like, well, but it's because I went to the hospital and they said, like, maybe I have cancer.
Maybe I have cancer. There's one, by the way, there's one
almost
of those.
Almost cancer. It's my favorite Bravo disease ever.
There's an almost cancer on Fire Island.
Oh, Lord.
And he is the most tedious.
Which one?
The fat hairy bear.
That bear.
He is the worst. I can't with that guy.
He is the worst.
I can't. So you guys, Fire Island is.
If you were that insecure, you'd be waxing your back.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
I want to take like a hedge trimmer to him.
Yeah.
And I like body hair on a man.
I'm not even being a hater. He's just like, I'm so insecure. And I'm like, you would have at least shaved your back if you were that insecure.
Get some of those nads, those little wax strips, and like at least get your shoulders or something. My God, he's the worst. He's so tedious. He's so whiny.
I want to like the fat one.
I know. That's the thing. I wanted to like him. And he's like,
he's not even fat. That's what
he's
like
not.
TV fat. That's what I like.
Yeah.
And I'm like, finally, you know, the bear is being represented.
Also, did you recognize that Cheyenne? Do you know which one Cheyenne is?
Like the whore who's a brand, I'm sure. He's like, I care about my brand. He's got kind of that smoky voice.
I don't know if he's the brand. Maybe he is the brand one. Anyway.
It's wall to wall in here with Dick.
He turned up on Shaw's in, I think, season 2 as a date of Reza. I literally recognize him. Listen, this is how deep my Bravo fandom goes. I saw the name Cheyenne, and I was like, I wonder if it's the same guy who went on the date with Reza. No, it couldn't be, because he was in L.A., and this is in New York. And then I watched the first episode of the show, and I'm like, yep, no, actually, that's the same Cheyenne.
Oh, God. Well, that whole show, I mean, taking place in Fire Island with – have you been to Fire Island?
Yes, I have been to Fire
Island. I mean, you see what goes on.
Oh, yes, I sure do.
I mean, that is one big mess. I mean, the Messiah of that town is like the bounty man. You know what I mean? When Jesus comes to Fire Island, it's going to be the bounty man. It's just like
so much cleaning
up. And the
bounty man would fit right in on Fire Island,
too. Yeah, he'd totally get blown between his his spill mess ups or cleanups.
Amazing. Okay, so bathroom. I just want to hear from you guys about your bathrooms. I feel like I have a lot to say about this. I also have a lot to say about Real Housewives of New York. I'm going to literally just run through this whole list. It is crazy. This season, I am convinced that Andy Cohen secretly is trying to lure me to become a Real Housewife of New York, because every episode there's some new, like, disgusting thing about their home or themselves, and I don't live tweet during the show. I try not to. I try to keep my Twitter mostly work stuff. And then
really, I love it when people constantly tweet about while they're watching SNL. I love to hear everyone's thought about every sketch. Every
That's why I don't do it, honey.
It's the best.
I know. That's why I try not to be annoying it's so on great. Twitter. You know, like I try to keep.
I have fake
the Twitter
accounts where I can be like, I'm going to follow the WikiLeaks fight today. You know, because you know, like when it's a good day, when both sides are full of shit. I love it during that time. But for my own, I'm like, ugh.
Talk.
People get to hear my bullshit enough. Like I keep the waves clear.
Yeah. Okay. So this season has been challenging. First of all, New York is my most challenging franchise. I came very late to it. I started in season one. I did a full watch through. I really love it, but it is the one that's the most challenging for me. Until Dorinda showed up, it was the one where I didn't have any housewife I would lie down and die for.
You know, me too. It was always stressful. That and Jersey, because...
See, Jersey is my...
I'm Southern, so it's... Those shows are just anti-everything I grew up learning.
And for me, I'm from the Northeast, and I'm Italian, and Jersey was my first also. So, like, I just have mad, mad love for Jersey. Like, I actually legit love... Season 6 with the twins and Amber. Like that, I am.
Oh my God, we are on opposite sides of the couch on this.
Listen, you, me, and everyone. Like no one agrees with me. Love
those twins.
God, I love.
And then the gay fireman one was dating, and didn't one of their husbands sleep with the mom? Oh my God,
Reno with the mom.
Girl, that was so much. That was so much.
Jersey,
but the New York housewives would stress me out. Because it got so dark, especially the last season that Zarin was on, right before they fired half the cast and started half over.
She asked me for a safety pin. It's the most joke.
Come on.
It's like the most joke.
If you tweet her right now and say, Zarin, you want to come to my show?
Oh,
she'll
wow.
be like, oh, yeah. You know how they tricked me? This is how they tricked me. And this is what they really did. No. It's all their fault. This is Bethany's fault. I hate her. You want to talk about a mess? Bethany, that's a mess. Right there. That girl. Do you know how much Bobby did for her? So much. She does nothing. That girl, you couldn't even clean her up with a mop. She's that much of a mess.
So I live like a few blocks from Zarin's Fabric. So I've known Zarin's way before Housewives even existed. I've known what Zarin's is. Mm. And actually, I do want to have Jill come on the show because I want her to talk about cleaning upholstery.
Oh, she'll come.
Yeah. I'm gonna make that happen.
She'll come. Just keep her, you know, it's worse than me. You have to be like, boom, like maybe have a fly swatter.
I'll probably
where you can, like,
enjoy
hit her
that.
And be like, no, back. Come back to the five and dime,
Dave.
Jill Zarin.
Oh, she'll love Dave. Don't you think she'll love Dave and she'll be all over him?
What would you do if you were friends with somebody that you did everything for and you gave them everything and then suddenly they're stabbing you in the back? Like, who does that? Like, seriously, see, he's with me. He's with me, that guy, that Dave. He's with me.
I don't think I like
her. Like, nonstop.
No, I think you would like her. She's charm. I really
She don't clean stains. She's got maids and stuff.
I know, but they would have that knowledge because they run Zarin. Like, Zarin's is a serious business. Like, no, like really no joke. And Bobby,
what is it?
Is so nice. It's fabric store.
Oh.
Fabric store.
And P.S. Jill
Bobby's
Zarin was
so nice.
Good on that show.
She was so good.
Was
I love her.
On.
I love, like,
but the
still
last
for
season
Jill.
Got so stressful and the fights got so mean and so dark. It hurt me to watch it. Like, it was not fun. But then once they changed it all over, it's my favorite one now because it's so funny.
Well, because Dorinda
such
also is such a queen. You know,
Dorinda's
what I mean?
Really funny, and I really like Ramona, okay? Like, I like
Ramona,
that she jerks like that when she talks. Like,
I find Ramona too challenging for words.
She like, is, that's why I like
she,
her.
She, like, puts me on edge so much, like, I can't. It's not in a good way. All right, let me run through all these messes. You're going to laugh because most of them are from this season. Carol's. I need to talk to you about what's going on in Carol's apartment. We need to separate her from that filthy squatter and his menagerie of animals that he has brought into that exquisite apartment. I cannot believe that she allowed that filthy boyfriend of hers and those disgusting animals to ruin that beautiful Scalamandra couch that Lee Radziwill had given her.
Girl, you change your standards because he's so much younger. It's like things you wouldn't put up with someone your own age.
And he has a big dick, too.
It's not that big. Did you see the picture?
Yeah, I saw the picture. That's pretty big.
It is not. And it's all
That's
fro, by the way.
Hold on. What's his name?
It's a big bush.
I'll break the tie.
It's all fro, girl. Anyway.
It's not online. Ronnie has it on his
phone. He's cute. He seems nice.
Well,
I mean,
he seems
fine.
Can you pull it up
fine.
And show it on his phone?
No. I would never do that. I'm not going to get sued.
Okay, no. We're not going to publish it. Just show it to Dave.
I know who showed you this, too. And
of
you're in trouble. You're in big trouble, lady.
Of course you know
that
you
would never show it.
Of course. She didn't send it to me, though. She showed me on her phone. Like,
oh, well, look at you rolling it back
now.
No.
Meaning she didn't send me the file so that it can't get passed on.
I don't
she just
know
pulled
where
it
is in here unless I said, hold on, let me look.
All right. Well, while
Adam dick pic.
While you're finding those, I'm going to run through all of the rest of the New York Housewives. Sonia's basement from last season.
Adam Wentworthy, chef dick pic. It does. You can search iMessage. God bless you, Steve Jobs, wherever you are. You have really done a great job.
Sonia's basement with the inexplicable, like, entire stock of Wesson oil. Oops,
Wait, whose?
Oh, that's a
Sonia's
big,
basement.
Oh, Sonia's whole house.
Sonia's whole house.
That's a big dick.
When the flooding or whatever happened, there was like a big storm here, and it flooded her house. It turned it all to mold.
Right. During Sandy.
There's still mold in her walls.
Townhouse.
Which housewife is Sandy? That's a big dick.
The storm, Sandy.
Remember the superstorm, Sandy. Yeah. Oh, I thought Sandy was a housewife you're talking about.
She has this townhouse. So she,
Sandy leaves mold wherever she goes.
Sandy destroyed all these homes. I'm like, who is she? Is she like a contractor?
She's going to keep me in business.
Okay.
So Sonia Morgan was married to a Morgan of like the J.P. Morgans.
J.P. Morgans?
And he divorced her. And basically the sound of it is the big thing that she got in the settlement was this townhouse. But she has no money. So the townhouse is like a moldering heap. Because she can't keep it up.
She doesn't have hot
and
water.
And then she had, it got flooded during Hurricane Sandy. And so it's just like, it's falling apart and it's terrifying. It makes me so physically uncomfortable. She makes me so physically uncomfortable, like everything about her. Listen to the number of Sonia things I have on this list. Sonia's basement. Sonia's panty soup when she was washing the 20-year-old thongs in the bidet.
Oh my God.
Sonia's.
That's like washing a piece of gum with
Sonia
spit.
Washing the dildos in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
That's sanctioned.
That's
in my book.
Wait.
That's the thing. Remember
it already made it into your book? That just happened. Wasn't it the first episode?
No. Meaning I wrote the book years ago and I said you can wash your dildos in the dishwasher. That is a sanctioned way to wash sex toys. It is.
Not even just by me, like experts.
I mean, I think that you should wash them in a separate load. I don't think you should be washing them
alone. Thank
you.
That's all I'm asking. Yeah. But don't be doing that with your water glasses when you're having me over.
Like, exactly. I completely
I don't want
agree
you to be ashamed of your vagina, but I don't,
but I don't
want
it,
like, before dinner. You
right.
Know what
I don't
I mean?
Want it washed into my salad plate.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, but no.
Yeah.
You know, dildos, those were the original shout sticks. It's in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. That's how you clean your inside, girl.
All right, more Sonia things from this list. Sonia's brown ice. Now, I thought that Ben's theory on the brown ice was a pretty good one, except we know Sonia, and we know that that's not true.
And Ben loves her so much. He's so sweet. I love Ben. He's like, well, in her defense, it was yellow first, not just brown. I was like, how is that better?
Wait,
it was yellow ice, and then it turned to brown ice?
Last week,
was it like frozen whiskey, maybe?
No.
Last
week, she pulls out her ice maker, and all of the ice cubes in the ice maker are brown. Like,
but it was yellow before. I don't even understand.
So his co-host had a theory that maybe a Coke can had exploded in the freezer, which was a good theory.
That is a good theory.
Except that we know that Sonia's house, the plumbing in Sonia's house is all jacked up.
Mm.
And so it's definitely a plumbing problem. And then I read either in the Facebook group or it might have been on the subreddit, the Bravo Real Housewives subreddit. Oh, you guys are doing a live chat on that, right?
We are in June.
Okay, good. Yeah, June 1st.
Yeah, we're doing an AMA on there. I love that.
So excited. I'll be in there. I have a Jolie Care Reddit account because I've done AMAs as me. But then I also have a fakey that I use just for lurking. I will tell you what it is. And I will come out of lurkerdom for that. And I will ask you questions. So my Reddit name is Wolfsmith.
Okay.
Which is
Wolf?
Wolf Smith.
Wolf.
Which is the surname of Vicky's children, because I'm bonkers for Mike Wolf Smith, her son. I think he is, like, amazing and hilarious and dry.
Dawn? Wasn't Dawn their father?
Dawn's her her ex-husband. She was married.
Wolf Smith? Wolf. Wolf.
Wolf Smith.
I just think of his name is Wolf Smith.
Okay.
Or Wolf. It's just Wolf.
No, Wolf Smith. That's Brianna's last name. Brianna and Michael's last name is Wolf Smith.
Is it like Wolf hyphen Smith?
No,
name,
right? Wolf Smith. All one word. Wolf Smith.
That sounds weird, right?
It sounds like, you know,
it's badass. It's like, a badass last name.
It's a good name. Yeah, yeah, I'm not dissing it. It just sounds odd. Like, because I'm thinking of Dick Wolf, who, you know, Law and Order fame. Yeah. He's like a zillionaire and, like, I don't know, cha-chung, you know?
Wolf Smith sounds like blacksmith, but for wolves.
Yeah.
It sounds cool,
like,
right?
You're building wolves for your shoes for wolves or something.
With iron. Something like that. Yeah. Your iron trade.
Yeah. Because, so anyway, that's my Reddit name.
Okay, so why do you think that there's brown eyes? Plumbing? Okay, and then Ben said exploded Coke.
That the refrigerator probably lost power, which this all actually, like, cues up with the Sandy thing, and defrosted. And when it defrosted, the handle, there's a metal handle on an ice maker that rusted. And that when it turned back on, the rust is going into the ice. In which case, Sonia, if you're listening, you need to get rid of that. You're poisoning yourself.
You know, not to scare everybody.
That house is poisoning you in 1,000 different ways, and you really have got to sell it and move. But if you're not going to.
Water crises? Oh, my God.
But if you're not going to do that, which we all know you're not because you're hanging on to the past, Dorinda's absolutely right about you and your Papagallo shoes. you at least need to replace the refrigerator. I'm sure you can get a freebie. I can actually hook you up with some people who can give you a free refrigerator. So, Sonia Morgan, if you need my help,
water filter, because you know you have to change the water filters.
Honey, that's not the water filter.
I just googled it, and the thing that came up was the water filter.
It's not the water filter.
Oh, you see, because my dad. That's what my dad would say. Well, it's the water filter.
If it's smelling, so people oftentimes get smelly ice, in which case you need to clean the filter. But brown. No,
but I think Sonia doesn't pay attention to ice because she's like, I'm very European. I dated a guy one time in Saudi Arabia. I don't like ice.
That's
like,
true. She would exactly say that.
And by the way, I know how little sense that makes, but that was from Sonia's brain. Yeah,
I got it. It made total sense to me. Here's another New York thing I need to talk to Carol Radziwill about. Girl, toe fungus is easy to treat.
This show sounds awful.
Yeah,
it's very challenging for me. New York is not your franchise.
I think
all of them. All these people are dirty and filthy and gross.
Jersey, I think you might love. I think you would like the mixed gender cast. I think you would like Shaw's, Southern Charm, or VPR.
I just had a genius idea. We drop you into all the Real Housewives shows as their maid. And you clean up all their messes whenever they make a mess. And instead of being at home and saying, oh, dude, you just storm in. And you're like, get off the couch. No, we're putting rubbing alcohol on this. No, get out of here right now. And
Do you really think I would yell like that?
Oh.
How long have you known me?
Long enough to know you would yell like that.
I would not yell like that.
You would get fed up with them real quick.
I would not do that. I'd be very nice about it. I also wouldn't go in there as our maid. I would go in as our advisor.
But you just said you had the outfit, so I mean,
I got rid of it.
Oh.
I got rid of it during a closet purge.
You could do an accent and, like, invent a character, you know, like, so it's not like
you're
you.
The one who does the accents and invents the characters. Why don't you go do that?
I'm inventing a character for you.
Why don't you go do this?
Like Larry David on
Curb.
Why
don't you take all the things that you've learned while co-hosting this show?
I'm so drunk during these shows, I don't remember anything.
Okay, I just want to say this for the people out there. I know toe fungus is embarrassing, and if you have it, you should not be embarrassed. It's very common. It's not a big deal, but I know it's embarrassing, and you might not want to ask what to do about it. I'm going to tell you what to do about it. You're going to go to the drugstore, you know, the Duane Reade, the Walgreens, the whatever your drugstore is. You're going to go into the aisle that has all of the foot care stuff, and there's a little bottle for nail fungus, and you just use it. It comes in like, it's a little liquid, and it comes with a brush, like a nail varnish brush, and you just brush it on to wherever you have your nail fungus, whether it's your toe or your fingernails.
Oh, yeah. I saw Madonna on David Letterman like years and years ago when her music sex book came out or whatever. Remember her sex book?
Yes.
And she went on David Letterman, and she said something like, peeing in the showers isn't bad. I always pee in the showers because it's good for your athlete's foot. And then the audience booed her because that was so dirty for Madonna to talk about peeing. And everyone was freaking out. And I'm like, she's selling a book where she's like eating her own choach upside down. You know, the people are offended about this athlete's foot. But
that
I mean, I've peed on my feet since then.
Do you not? I mean, come on. But I don't have athletes.
I don't pee on my feet, but I sure do puke on them.
Other news. Mm. Ew.
That is true.
Other news, not an athlete either.
I got the stomach flu a few weeks ago, and I didn't make it in time. I threw up on my own feet, and Dave will not let me live it down.
it just combines the two things I don't want to think about.
That definitely is someone's fetish, though.
Yeah. Oh, someone's totally into that. Yeah. Somebody listened to that one or rubbed one out while they were listening to that episode.
Oh, no.
This totally plays to the title of your book. But one of my best friends, we went out, and one of my other friends said, I'll give you a ride home. And I said, you're really sick. I don't think you should be going home in his nice car. She's like, I don't care. So she gets in. He calls me like that night. He's like, God damn it. Why did you let? I said, did she barf in your car? And he said, no. She said, I got a mom. And I said, I'll pull over. And she goes, Ronnie's going to kill me because I just yelled at her. She opens her purse and barfs in her own purse, okay?
Well, I can definitely help with that. I wrote a whole book about it.
Well, I know, and that's why I started laughing at your book title. And the next day, she's like, I have to buy a new iPhone. Where's my Amazon? I was like, put it in rice. Like, I looked it up on the internet.
I like how you're sort of doing that in Sheena voice.
That's kind of her thing.
I was listening to the Sheena Marie classic, Good as Gold, today. I was so excited to see you. I like legit listen to that song. It's a good like pump me up song. All right, we're gonna run out of time soon. I want to get to Jersey because it's my favorite. Actually, before we do that, I got to run through Shaw's because these were insane. The sexy photo shoot that MJ did with the honey and the bananas so that Tommy could jerk off in the sperm donor place.
Tommy!
I love Tommy. I live for Tommy. I was actually just thinking about them the other day, and I was like, are they really getting... I hope they're really getting married. I hope they're still together. Like,
I think so.
I love him.
This is Jersey?
Also, this is Shaws of Sunset. Oh. So it's about a group of Persian friends living in L.A. You will very much appreciate this. Vita is a Persian version of my mother.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Your mom's like that? That's a huge thing to say on the air.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, so you bad at what you do for your job? Oh, do you like ping pong?
She will not know what that means, so don't let on that it's something bad.
Hold on. I'll text her.
Yeah, you want to call my mom?
No, I told my mom, don't ever listen to my show. Yeah, I don't care if I die, and if you need to hear my voice, call my voicemail.
Yeah, absolutely. Ro is the East Coast Vita.
Oh my God, you have a Ro, I have a Rhonda.
Yeah. Okay, the entirety of the Cabo poolside experience, it was just a total wreck.
Oh, it's like ceviche.
MJ, ceviche, oh cool. My God. MJ throwing up in the club. Remember when she just picked up the cushion, threw up, and then just got up and kept partying? That was a good one. We already talked about the red velvet yacht cake. That made me so stressed out. Crotch juice. Lily in the bathing suit liners with the crotch juice.
Oh my God!
She must have said crotch juice like 100 times in 2 minutes. Crotch juice. And I love Lily, but that was
hard. Like Lily too.
I like Lily too. The best line in all of Shaw's is when Reza goes, "Lily is so skinny that it excites me." Like, I think about that all the time.
That is one of the most disgusting shows on TV.
It is.
And
okay,
it hurts my feelings to watch it sometimes.
Let's cap it off with this one. This actually might be the grossest thing in all of reality TV land.
Okay.
MJ putting her dead dog in the freezer.
What? What's wrong with these people?
Oh, I mean.
Wait, to cook so later?
No, because
then it's weird. Then it's weird.
She was going to have
otherwise.
She was going to have him stuffed.
With like what? Like olives or like crab meat?
No.
Blue cheese, like a blue cheese olive.
Yeah.
Okay. So
she wrapped him in a blanket though or something, right?
Yeah, sure. That makes it fine.
Is it a big dog?
No, it's a tiny little
like
chihuahua.
A little chihuahua.
Oh,
yeah.
That's like an appetizer at best anyway.
Totally.
Anyway, toss it away.
That's like a Tostino pizza roll.
Yeah. Dog.
I like how you bring everything back to pizza in some sort of way.
Can you see where my mind is?
I'm in New York,
so it's like every block.
I know. We have such good pizza here. All right. Speaking of pizza, let's round out this episode with a run through of Jersey.
Jersey.
Sup? This is your home state, man.
Forget about it.
These are your people. Ooh, wait. Oh. I have a usage question. So
Twice a day sometimes, and then it depends on like how bored I get. But like, there's a...
Dave.
Wait, what are you talking about?
And now in the shower all the time with impunity because we know you can.
Well, yeah, the shower. I mean, now that I know I have complete and utter authority to do whatever I want in there, it's just everywhere.
Spackling. Okay, so on a few episodes ago on New York, Dorinda used a saying that is very, in the context in which she used it, is very familiar to me as someone who is Italian and from the East Coast. And neither you nor Ben had heard it because you both kept commenting that she was using it all wrong. And you got like both of you got very wound up. And I'm there on the treadmill again, just like I was screaming yesterday. I thought, I pity the fool. I was practically screaming at my telephone because I was like, no, that's a correct usage. That's like a real thing.
What was it?
Dorinda. Okay, so I just want to see if Dave knows this because he's from Jersey and I feel like he may have heard this.
Okay.
Have you heard people say something like that guy's got a real fucking hard on for me.
Yeah. Like they hate you.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. You do know this. So now,
not a literal
Dorinda,
hard on, like
right?
Yeah, not a boner.
So Dorinda was saying of Sonia, she's got a real hard on
for me. And you know what? I'm getting the hard on back.
I'm
getting one back.
That's
That's not how that works.
No. But both you and Ben were like, that.
I've never heard. I'm gonna get a hard on back. I'm gonna get a hard on back for you.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, no.
She's got
like,
a hard on. I've heard that. It's just
a retaliatory hard on is
using
not a thing.
Yeah, like you got a hard on. I'm gonna get a hard on.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
You know, in our world, it's like you've got a hard on. I'll try and get one. I'll try and get one too. Okay, hold on.
Hold on. There it is.
Yeah, it's coming. Helicopter. Wait, hold on. Helicopter. Part of it's ready.
You want us to bring out the appetizers or you want to bring the meal and the appetizer together?
One third of my heart on is ready, okay? Yeah. Do I have to wait for the rest of my party to arrive?
I can bring out some bread and some chips right at the beginning.
The other two thirds of my heart on is parking right now. We'll take a bar seat. Like, literally don't care.
Boners.
Oh, amazing.
They
amazing.
Are.
All right. Let's
they are wonderful.
As I was saying earlier, we should just rename the show Cleaning a Dick Jokes.
Yeah.
That's what it is. All right. Jersey, ready for this?
The cleanest part on any man.
Number one, absolutely 100% has to be that table flip. Oh, my God. So
the
season,
table flip. Mm-hmm.
Season one. I mean, you've definitely seen, like, gifts of this.
No way I have. But
really?
Table flip. I'm sure there was like food and drink.
The end of season one of New Jersey, it's 8 episodes long. The most amazing, so I'm a chronic rewatcher. Mm-hmm. And the most amazing, I watch Jersey all the time because they're my people.
Yeah.
And so I go back and I watch season one, episode one often. And every single time I do, and actually Malls and I were just talking about this, I cannot believe how much happens in that first episode. Like, Jersey is just such a gift, you know?
In which season?
In season one, episode one of New Jersey. Like, even just in the first episode, so much happens. It's crazy to me. Like, Gucci model happens in the first episode. Gucci model is the most incredible thing. I love it. There's just this absolute, like, batshit insane housewife named Danielle who's coming back in the new season, and I cannot wait for it.
What season are they up to now?
They'll be on 9.
9
nights. Or no, sorry, 8. Because they had that long break while Teresa was in prison. So basically
3 times as long as Arrested Development. This show has lasted. That's unfair.
Well, life isn't fair.
Yeah, that's true.
It isn't fair.
Now there's the Housewives, though.
Yeah. So season one of Jersey Housewives, the final episode 8 of the first season, there's a dinner party. And on the Housewives, dinner parties always mean that, like, something terrible is going to happen in the best possible way. And Teresa just, over, like, the smallest thing ever, too, loses it.
Teresa. Like, there's a Teresa on the Jersey one.
There were two Teresas.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
I mean, the names are all great.
Teresa's.
Teresa fully upends a set table onto this other woman.
She work out? Like, how does she get the
table?
Oh, yeah. She works out a lot.
She, like... She like threw. So you, I mean, you do know who Andy Cohen is?
Yes.
So and you know he's like a pretty buff guy.
Is he?
Yes, he's very, very, very buff. She like bodily like threw him at one of the reunions because he was in
well,
the way.
Well, he was
while
in
was
between,
trying to,
so she was trying,
trying
to lunge
to charge
at somebody, and so he stood up. He's like, "Whoa, Teresa!" And she's like, "Meh," and just like slammed him back down.
No kidding.
There was also a great moment during.
That would have been better though. She picked him up and threw him. Yeah. That shit would have been amazing.
During all of that, when Danielle like slunk off the stage and is hiding, Teresa's still out there raging, and she's like, "Get her back here, the chicken shit that she is!" And like, it just the chicken shit that she is makes me so happy. Love, love, love. So the table flip is amazing. Here's another gem. Joe Gorga's hair black. That episode where they go up for the with Dr. V, who then shows up on
Dr. V.
Dr. V is amazing.
Oh my god.
Dr. V.
She has to be one of the most least helpful shrinks ever. Awful. Besides the shrink on Real Housewives of Atlanta, who's like, Nene, Nene, come back.
Nene.
Nene.
And now he's gonna show up on Potomac. And Dr. V showed up on Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars. She was one of the counselors on the season of Marriage Boot Camp with Jim and Amber Marchese, which I watched because I am a garbage person. And that's how devoted to Jersey I am.
Those are garbage people.
I will even watch those two garbage people on Marriage Boot Camp.
Ugh.
They were awful.
He strangled her on a plane.
Yeah.
They got thrown off because he was strangling her. And then the next day on Twitter or Instagram or whatever, she's like,
well, sometimes couples fight, whatever. Like, you guys totally don't even understand.
It was bad. I wouldn't recommend watching that season of Marriage Boot Camp.
Every time you guys get me close to getting curious, you just drop in something terrible about
that's another
that
show.
Makes me not
that's,
an,
yeah. that's another show, though.
Yeah, Marriage Boot Camp
Marriage
is different.
Marriage Boot Camp is a different show. It's just the people from Jersey Housewives are on Marriage Boot Camp. I don't know. I think
it's like real world road rules for housewives.
I think you could devote 44 minutes of your life to trying one episode.
Oh, I have the time. That's not an issue here.
I know. You still
I got
have
tons
the will.
Of time to do that. It's just, yeah, it's a matter of putting it on and
just for me,
absorbing
I brought you jelly beans today.
Oh, no. There was no contract that said jelly beans for housewives.
I will
throw them up back in the bowl right now if that's the case. Hold on.
Do I throw them up on my feet?
You have to think about it like Breaking Bad, okay?
Never watched
it. You know
how
there's this guy? I'm trying to get a straight guy thing for you, okay?
Just related to hockey. So I try to work on him through like the Michael Rappaport system where, you know, Michael Rappaport says it's better than the NFL.
What is?
Oh, yeah,
Housewives.
He's obsessed, yeah.
Oh, God.
Housewives.
Yeah, he's a pro.
He's a huge, huge.
Using him as an example of how I should live my life is never going to get me to watch
That's
that show
true.
Either.
I mean, he's
That's
rich.
True. He is rich.
He's also an asshole, but.
Yeah, well.
Which is kind of my dream. See, I'm an asshole, but I don't have any money. So I guess technically I'm jealous of Michael Rappaport's situation.
No, because we can be assholes without people being like, oh my God, those guys are assholes because we're poor. Like when you're rich and you're an asshole, everyone's like, screw that guy's an asshole.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that. All right, here are a few more Jersey ones before we got to wrap this up so we can get Tim out of here too.
Rosie spitting in your face. There's one I can... Every time Rosie, the big lesbian on that show, talks, she's like, I love you, Teresa. And it's like spit just going all over everybody's face. Like whatever they were eating, crackers,
I'll
popcorn,
rip your
there's
fucking
always something.
Out.
I'll rip his goddamn face off. Like, screaming at the top of her lungs.
Caroline Manzo's kitchen is the most cluttered kitchen.
It is?
It makes me so stressed out. It makes me upset. Every time it would come on, I would just start like yelling at my TV, why are there stacks of red Solo cups everywhere? And I met
because
Lauren.
She's still pretending she's in a sorority so her sons will come home.
I met Lauren. Lauren did my hair. I went to cafes. Oh, yes, I did.
No,
I'm
that's
telling
cluttered.
You, Jersey super fan.
That is cluttered.
Jersey super fan.
She's like,
fan.
We're selling egg salad, birthday cards.
That's exactly what it
Bobby
was like.
Pins.
I have to say, though, she was lovely and she personally did my hair and she was great. So like mad props to Lauren for all that. But she went into this whole song and dance about how her mother and her husband are both neat freaks. And I was like, your mother's not a neat freak. I've been watching her on television for years and I know what her kitchen looks like. Mm-mm.
Yeah, don't, it's not a neat
don't,
freak.
Don't try to pull that one.
Yeah.
A favorite that I use all the time is the word cleansiness.
Cleansiness.
When Teresa was talking about not wanting to live in a used home, she was like, you know, because other people don't have the same standard of cleanliness.
Fucking yeah. Teresa, a used home. I'm like, you have a used husband. Like, you'll be fine.
Yes, she does. And then I think we have to close out with my favorite of all of them, the ham game. I love the ham game. Do you remember the ham game?
No.
The ham game, the Manzo boys, or actually the Manzo kids, because Lauren would play it too. All the Manzo kids would play a game where they would throw ham at each other. That was it, the ham game.
You know, I like the Manzo boys, I have to say.
I like Christopher. I don't like Albie.
I like both. I like Lauren. I like their friend Greg, Big Gay Greg.
I love Greggy Bennett.
But God, I hated their show. I couldn't with that.
It was really bad.
But they seem like they're so nice.
Yeah, I really like Christopher, and I love Greggy Bennett. I follow him on Twitter, and he's so funny.
I feel bad for Albie. Why do you not like Albie? I feel so sorry for him because he was, like, so hot and everything, and he was supposed to be
a
lawyer.
Yeah, he's a dud.
And then, like, he was crushed under the expectations, and now he can't take it.
Pull it together. No sympathy.
Oh, well, I guess that's one way to look at it. I'm like, come here, I'll hug you.
I love Critifer, though. I love
Critifer. I love him, too.
I love Critifer. You know.
But do you think Christopher should marry Big Gay Greg?
Yes.
Me too.
And I think that that's the thing. So.
Oh, you think that that's like really a closet thing
so
going
I know
on?
Everybody thinks that Albie is the one who's closeted and no.
Well,
it's
people
it's
tend
Critifer.
To project that onto the ones that they want to fuck, right?
Oh.
So it's like no one ever says like, oh, you know, let me try and think of someone busted. But no one's thinking like, hey, that Dom DeLuise sure is getting, you know. They're thinking, you know, Tom Cruise.
I'll
that
take
guy's
that guy
good.
On a cannonball
yeah,
run.
Tom Cruise. But Dom DeLuise was pretty gay. But you know what I mean, like that time.
I'll be interested to see. So I'll tell you, I'll throw this out when I'll post this episode to the Crappins Facebook group. I'll be interested to see what everybody, I'll throw a poll up there. Which of the
two
Manzo boys.
I feel like the big trick would be they would get together, but then Critifer would end up being like the bitchy woman who's like, I can't believe you treated me like that. How could you do that? We were at
probably.
That party and you talked to other people all night long.
He turned
and
into
Greg
his mother.
Would be like the man. Well, I don't know. She's pretty old school Italian. She's like, well, if he cheats, I'll be, I don't know. Like, he's up in the attic. Like, sometimes he stays at the restaurant. Like, what do I care?
Yeah.
You know, if he did, I forgive
him. I
mean,
you know what? Good for her.
I forgive him. You know.
They've been married for 100 years.
I've got a giant cluttered kitchen. Nobody gives me shit about it.
I've
my kids are still here.
I've got all the Mackenzie Child ceramics I could ever want cluttering up my kitchen. Like, oh, my God, lady, lay off the courtly check for crying out loud. Like, those are supposed to be accent pieces.
Seriously.
She's doing the Italian Tuscan kitchen thing.
It drives me. Well, my mother has a lot of that Mackenzie Child stuff, too. There's, like, a limit with it, though. Like.
There's like copper roosters like from Ross.
Oh,
with
roosters
like some...
everywhere. I mean, Dina Manzo, the queen of the ceramic rooster, that lady. I interviewed Dina. I'm very upset about what happened to Dina, about the home invasion.
Of course. Like,
I'm in
who's
the
gonna
middle,
root for that? Like,
I'm
yeah,
in the middle
she
of
got
doing,
beat in her home.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of doing like a candle ritual. So I'm a light witch. And you know, like Dina's kind of a light witch too, but I'm
not Cameron.
I think I'm a little bit more actually like witchy than Dina is.
Witchy.
So woo. I'm in the middle of doing like a lunar cycle candle spell. Mm. And when I read the news about Dina, I like added her to my blessings for that night. Like legit. Like I really, really love Dina as both a housewife and as a person. I met her, interviewed her. She was like as lovely. You guys should meet her when she kind of recovers from all of this stuff. She's in West Hollywood.
I thought she was in Malibu.
She lives in Malibu, but her store is in West Hollywood, so you should
go
and meet her, and she's lovely.
Yeah,
and
I like her.
Buy some sage from her and tell her that you're thinking of her.
No,
really,
I want the spirits
so
in my house
her.
To just stay put. I was like, just stay there.
Okay. She can help you with that, too.
I'm comfortable. Yeah. I have a light that keeps turning itself on and off.
Ooh.
Every night.
Really?
Yeah, and it's only while I'm laying in bed reading, and sometimes it'll just keep going. Like, I'll turn it off again, it'll come back on. I'll turn it off
again. Oh, my gosh, next time I'm in L.A., I want to come over and commune with your spirits.
Well, I thought maybe
that?
It was, I would love that, because I thought it was my iPhone or my iPad, because it's next to the light switch thing. It's one of those, like, radio, you can plug like a lamp thing in, and then that's the remote control. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like a wireless thing. So I thought it must be the frequencies from my phone or something that's hitting it.
No, it's probably a ghost. You should
but
call Stassi.
I got
Stassi.
Rid of them. I put them in the other room.
Call Stassi. Stassi's all into ghosts and stuff like that. She can come over and commune with the dead.
I do want to do a conspiracy podcast with her just once or twice, like a special episode, because I know she reads like Reddit conspiracies.
I love a conspiracy theory.
Love,
we actually
I love
have
them.
Talked about like other ones that we believe in, so on like bonus.
Oh
episodes.
My God.
Yeah.
So if you guys do that.
Yeah, another day we'll
just
talk.
Remember, and you know I love Stassi.
I'm so into it.
Stassi AF.
Yeah, that would be fun. Sophia, when she said on Vanderpump Rules, like, what kind of alien was it? Was it one of the tall grays? Or the... Yes.
Love it. Yes. I love it. I love it. All right. Well, listen, that's probably a good note to end on. We have kept you way, way, way too long. So that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. A huge, huge, huge thank you to Ronnie Karam, one half of the podcast Watch What Crappens, for joining us for this very special episode. And Dave, thank you for being a good sport about this. I know this must have been torture for you.
All right, confession. I've seen every episode of every single Housewives, and I knew exactly what you were talking about the whole time. And I just didn't want to admit it.
Oh, my God. I love Stassi. For that.
I really wish that was true.
Stassi's lit.
AF.
If you had, you would know that Stassi's not a housewife.
Fuck.
But I was so close. It was so close. I want that to be true. Maybe when I do my next ritual spell, I'll cast a spell on you to make you watch Bravo.
Oh, and one other thing. I also do a podcast called Rose Pricks about The Bachelor, and that is starting again next week.
Yes, go listen to it. I listened to, they did a turn when Finding Prince Charming, the gay bachelor, was on, and it was amazing.
That was
and
so
I would,
fun.
And I would listen to that one at the gym, and I always end up in, like, fits of giggles when I'm, like, halfway through a plank. And I like, I thank you because it's an extra challenge.
Oh my
to
God,
stay up.
Congrats on planks. That's so great.
I am pretty good at planks. You wouldn't know it from looking at me, but I am. All right. Where was I in my sign off? If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards we're offering to our listeners. We would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so very much. And of course, thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us for another episode, a very, very special episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.